Adventures in Research. Like treasure stories? Ever have a desire to dig for hidden loot? Then you want to hear about Oak Island. For supposedly hidden beneath the soil on that Nova Scotian island is treasure. As for what it is, and who buried it, and if it will ever be found, those questions have no answers yet. But perhaps someday they will be solved at the bottom of the Pirate's Pit. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science, produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today telling you the story of the Pirate's Pit on Oak Island, a mile and a half long isle in Mahoney Bay, Nova Scotia. The first discovery of the adventure still awaiting someone came almost 150 years ago when three young men from the mainland set foot on strange Oak Island.
Oh, come on, Oliver. What's to be afraid of? Come on.
Who said I was afraid? I'm coming, ain't I?
Come on, then. We ought to be able to trap something on this island.
It seems kind of strange to me that if trapping is as good as you think, well, why the menfolk ain't doing it here.
You're scared, that's all. Now, come on. Get the boat beat, Sammy, and let's explore this place.
Oh, gee. Strange looking, ain't it? Look at them trees.
Oak trees, that's all.
But they're shaped queer-like. Not like the trees at home.
Well, maybe they're a different kind.
Man, look some of the stuff. I never saw no plants like these.
Yeah, I never did. Well, let's quit gawking and see about setting some traps.
Never did see nothing like it.
What's the matter, Oliver?
Look. Well, that's the biggest tree I ever did see. Well, it must be Oliver.
Is that all? Just a tree and you act like you've seen a ghost.
It isn't just no ordinary tree. It's a regular whopper of a tree. Come here a minute.
Look at that big limb on it. Must be all of 16 foot from the ground.
Yeah, and it looks like it's been sawed off with a saw.
Gee, it does, Oliver. Hey, give me a boost and let me climb up and find out what happened.
All right. Here you go.
Up, no.
Yes, sir. That must have been sawed. I can see from here. No wind would break off a bough like that. What do you see up there, Jason?
Gee, this is queer. There's a big scar in the top of the limb, like something had been hung from it. Something heavy.
Well, come on down and let's get home. I don't see nothing to trap anyway. I don't like this island, Jason. Hey, Jason, come on down and let's go home. What are you staring at?
Gee, Oliver, right where you're standing.
Oh, what?
Don't jump like that. Nothing's going to bite you.
What do you mean? What do you see where I'm standing?
From the tree up here, it looks like there's a big circle down there, right under the limb. Like the ground is sunk in somehow. Big circle.
Oh, come on, Jason. Let's go home.
Don't be such a baby. I'm coming down. Hey, give me a hand.
All right.
Don't be such a crybaby. The ground isn't going to sink anymore.
Well, let's go back to the boat. I'm getting hungry, and it must be nigh on to supper time.
Wait a minute. Let me think. A big tree with a sawed-off limb that something heavy had been hung on to, and then the ground sunk down a little bit right underneath in a big circle. Oliver, what does that all sound like to you?
Oh, I don't care what it sounds like. It's no concern of mine, and I'm going home.
Oliver, listen a minute. I'll bet you anything it's buried treasure.
Buried treasure? Right where we're standing?
Sure. Those pirates had lots of gold and jewels they robbed folks of. Had to have some place to hide them. Be better than right here. Nobody ever goes near this island. I'll bet there's pirates' treasure right under where we're standing.
Golly. Gee, Jason, what are we going to do?
We're coming back tomorrow and start to dig.
Early the next morning, the boys were back with shovels and spades and picks. When they reached a depth of 10 feet...
Look, big oak logs sticking into the sides of the hole.
Didn't I tell you? There's something down here. Come on, let's get them logs out of the way.
Another 10 feet down, and again the picks hit something.
Scrape the dirt away, Oliver.
Oh, what do you think it is? Treasure?
It feels more like... Say, look. Oak logs.
Like a floor. Laid just like a floor.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they covered the treasure with these oak logs. Hey, let's rip them out and see what...
This is hard work, Jason.
Come on, Oliver, don't give up. You haven't told anybody our secret, have you?
No, Jason. You said not to breathe a word, and I haven't.
Good. Hey, I'm right about the pirates. I asked old Granny Hutchison, and she said that back in 1720, folks on the mainland saw strange lights burning over here on the island, and men out in boats. And that some folks even saw pirates here in front of big bonfires.
Pirates? Here?
Not anymore, baby. But she said the two fishermen tried to row to the island to see what was going on. And they were never seen again.
Gosh.
So, I bet they was burying their treasure under these logs. Come on now.
Under the oak flooring, the boys found only more earth and dug down another 10 feet to find another oak floor. The boys gave up then and even found it impossible to interest anyone else in their project. And the strange pit on Oak Island stayed untouched until a Nova Scotian doctor became interested. And his story was this.
Well, I heard about Island Holy Ground. One of the youngsters who grew up married. I attended his wife. She told me about it. So I decided to form a company to get to the bottom of this treasure business. Oh, we found the place easy enough, just like the boys left it. We started digging. About 40 feet, we found another one of them oak floors. Dug down 10 more feet, another oak floor. And at 60 feet, another one. And at 70 feet, another one. Then, when we got down about 80 feet, a peculiar thing happened.
Another old floor, all right, Doc. Only this one's different. Got a big layer of charcoal over it and what appears to be coconut fiber.
Keep digging, fellas. We're going to get to the bottom of this treasure business.
At 90 feet down, they found more oak timbers, this time covered with thick, heavy putty, such as that used on old-time sailing vessels. And then at 95 feet.
Yeah, sounds like we struck rock or something.
Yeah. Clear that away there. I think we hit another doggone oak floor.
Hold it. Hold it, Ed. Hey, look at that. A stone slab.
Yeah, that's what it is, all right. Got lots of curlicues writ on it, too. I think that tells the directions.
I don't know, Ed. Yeah, big stone, too. 3 feet long, over a foot wide.
Yeah, it's easy, that. But can you read what them words are?
I don't know any such language as that, Ed. I never saw any writing like that. Now, come on, let's heave her up and keep digging.
Okay. Haul away up there. Haul away... Hey, Doc, there's water seeping in down here.
Yeah, I'll say. Coming in pretty strong, too. Hey, let's get up out of here before we get flooded.
The water pouring into the 95-foot shaft stopped the digging, and professors began to study the strange stone with the curious writings. But they failed to decipher its message. Then in 1849, once again an effort was made to get to the bottom of the pirate's pit by a group headed by a man who, as a youngster, first made the discovery on Oak Island.
Looks like it's as tough a nut to crack as it was when I found it as a kid. Well, first we have to defeat the water. After getting down to 95 feet, it starts to pour in. You're an engineer, Tom. What do you make of it? Any ideas at all?
Well, that water must be part of the sea. It almost seems to rise and fall with the tide. There's a cove not too far from the pit, but how the seawater gets from here, that has me stumped, Jason.
Well, let's get to the cove and wait for low tide and do a little investigating.
We've found something, all right. One of the doggonest things I've ever seen.
You found out how the ocean water gets into the pit?
Well, if pirates dug it, they sure tried hard enough to see nobody got to it. The whole beach is channeled.
What?
Yes, sir. Rock drains leading right from the ocean to the pit. That's why the pit fills up with seawater. It's to stop anybody from getting down there.
Then whatever it is down there must be worthwhile enough to go to all that trouble.
Right. All we have to do is build a dam and block off the main channel that these drains run into.
Tom, get the men and get to work on that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get at it. Sounds like a storm coming up, and we're due for a rainy spell.
The rains did come and swept away the dam the men started to build. And finally, after other vain attempts, Oak Island was left at peace for another 40 years. Then another treasure hunt was organized. High-speed pumps and other new devices were put to use. A shaft was sunk from which to pump water from the pit. But water still poured in. Engineers found that another water channel existed which could flood the pit. Even though six more shafts were sunk from 90 to 160 feet, water conquered the powerful pumps. And more theories popped up as to what the fabulous stronghold could possibly contain.
Seems to me that this pit was dug about the time of the French Revolution. Now, if I read it right, King Louis and Marie Antoinette took all the crown jewels with them when they escaped. Now, they was caught, but one of the party got away with the jewels. Folks say that person has been traced right here to Nova Scotia. The jewels have never been found. Maybe that's what's at the bottom down there.
What is at the bottom of the pit? One group of investigators made drillings all around the main hole and brought up samples of what they found. The report?
A treasure chamber down there, all right. Don't know exactly what is in it, but there's a room. 5 feet square and 7 feet deep. And it seems to be filled with soft metal pieces. Now, when we drilled, a fragment of parchment came up on the drill. On it were two letters. V.I. Or maybe the Roman numeral 6. Don't know, but I sure am curious.
To date, every effort to unlock the puzzle of Oak Island has failed. Possibly new attempts with new equipment may solve the secret of the peculiar pit in Mahoney Bay, Nova Scotia. But if it has a treasure, the sea-guarded vault of Oak Island still has not yielded it after defying searchers for a century and a half. And just what is at the bottom of the pirate's pit is still an unanswered adventure in research. And that's today's Adventure in Research, produced in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. These programs are broadcast to armed forces personnel overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Join us again next week for another transcribed story of science on Adventures in Research.